Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition, and what a Friday of racing we have in store as well. It's all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. Ross Briley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. We've got day one of the Future Champions Festival at Newmarket, a card that includes the Group 1 Fillies Mile, loads of other good stuff at HQ as well, York and Chepstow alongside that, including the first big Grade 2 of the season over the jumps in the Persian War, and we've got Dundalk and Newcastle in the evening as well, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Very well indeed. Just delighted now that we're getting a feel for the National Hunt season kicking into gear. Going back in the day when I was with the Dickinsons, this first meeting at Weatherby next Wednesday was always the start of the season for us. So it really feels like we're getting back into the proper job.
Yeah, it's great when it comes back, isn't it? You realise just how much you've missed it when you start seeing all these good National Hunt horses come
back. That's right, it's good, yeah, and obviously we've got plenty to look forward to. But as by the same token, this weekend at Newmarket and York, fabulous racing, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, great racing in both codes. We're going to have a look at Saturday's highlights. We're going to look ahead to the best of Friday's action as well. And we've got arguably the star two-year-old in action on Saturday, Pimmy. Pinatubo, the favourite for the Dewhurst. He is 1-3 to win the Dewhurst, the Group 1. For the two-year-olds at Newmarket on Saturday. Wichita is 7-2, 14-1 for Arizona. Positive is 14s, 25-1 Monarch of Egypt, 33-1 Mystery Power, and 50-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. What he did in Ireland last time in the Vincent O'Brien National Stakes was nothing short of breathtaking, really. Visually superb. Can you see past Pinatubo in the Dewhurst?
Definitely not. Official rating of 128. He's head and shoulders above these guys. And, you know, he just got to live up to that wonderful reputation that he's got. It'd be nice to have a superstar about. It'd be brilliant to have a superstar carrying the colours of the boys in blue. And, yeah, I just think it's very difficult to oppose him with what he's shown so far. Obviously, Wichita has been in good form himself. But, again, awful lot to find. Even on official ratings, a lot to find. So, more to come from him, yes. But whether he's going to be good enough is very doubtful indeed. Market suggests its own story. It's a two-horse race. Really, it should be a walk in the park.
I saw Wichita in the flesh at Doncaster, and he will make a lovely three-year-old. But he's just going to bump into the best two-year-old around on Saturday, I think.
Well, that's right, yeah. And again, you know, you've got to look towards the future. And again, these two may clash at the weekend, but they may be waiting to clash again come May of next year.
Mm. In terms of the 2,000 guineas, Pinatubo the 11-10 favourite, Earthlight 8-1, Siskin is 12s, Mogul is 14-1 with Victor Ludorum, and 16s or bigger for the rest. Is he an 11-10 shot for the guineas at this point, Pimmy?
Well, between now, we've got the 10th of October 2019 and the 2nd of May 2020, awful lot of water to go under that bridge, young fella.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't be taking 11-10 at this stage, that's for sure. But look at Wichita at 20-1.
Mm.
Wouldn't you fancy that a little bit more?
Well, yeah, if by some shock he goes and beats Pinatubo on Saturday, he's not going to be 20-1. Now is the time to snap that up if you fancy it.
But also, by saying about your comment, you saw him at Doncaster.
Yeah.
He looks a really nice sort who's going to be improved as a three-year-old then. It's with the right connections.
Absolutely, yeah.
You might be looking at a bit of value there.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. That's the 2,000 guineas and a look at the Dewhurst. The big betting race on Saturday, of course, is the Cesarowitch, a 30-strong field. I think there's 31 in there at the moment, actually. Build Me Up Buttercup, 7-2 favourite.
Song there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Build Me Up Buttercup, baby, don't you let me down.
And this
that's
is
the one, I'm
this
sure.
is the main reason we got you to do this podcast.
Exactly.
I just knew you'd sing it.
Perfect.
7-2 at the top of the market. Land of Oz is 7-1. 8-1 for Ranch Hand. Timoshenko is 8-1 as well. 12-1 Great White Shark. Coeur de Leon is 14s with Mr. Everest. Time to Study, 16-1. 20s, The Max We Can, Sneaky Getaway and Cypress Creek. And 25-1 are bigger prices for the remainder. Do keep your eyes peeled for potential each way angles there. I dare say we might even go extra places here at William Hill. In fact, on the William Hill website, it says 6 places each way at a fifth of the odds at the moment. So, yes, we will be going extra places by the looks of things. But we'll start with the favourite, Pimmy. Just a quick line on Build Me Up Buttercup, because he's got very good form on the flat. He's second in the Ascot Stakes at Royal Ascot last year, which is over 2.5 miles, which means he stays even further than this. Trained by Willie Mullins, Frankie Dettori booked. It's inevitable that he's favourite, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of ticks in boxes. Obviously, William Mullins gone for Frankie, riding on a crest of a wave at the moment, and this horse has been in great form of late. And yeah, everything says he's a worthy favourite. Whether you want to take 7-2 in a contest that's as hot as this and as competitive as this, I'm not so sure. Me personally, I wouldn't like to be going down that route. But I'm going to go for a 3-year-old. Now, speaking to my esteemed colleague Andrew Mount, we've looked at the stats. They're not exactly fabulous regarding the 3-year-olds. So in the last 10 years, Darley's Son is the only winner, trained by David Simcock. This century, won from 33 runners. So in the last 19 years, 33 runners, only one winner. So not ideal for him, but this horse, the Max We Can, he's a 20-1 shot with us. He's very progressive. He's a mark of 102. I think there's an awful lot more to come from him. And he's in the right hands with Mark Johnson, because he has got quite a good strike rate here, Mark Johnson, in this race. And I think he's had a 3-year-old placed at 20-1 in the race before, of his 11 runners that he's had in the last 10 years. So there's bits of bats that you can clutch at straws with to say the maximum he can turn that trend around. So I'm going to take a chance with him at 20-1. Carries the colours of Dougie Livingston and James Doyle doing the steering. So looking forward to that, but it's a race where, you know what I mean, if you ever want to get a sneaky getaway, 20-1, you might mind me, or cool blimey, mate, you know what I mean? That's the sort of horse that's in there for you. So, or even if you want to go and try, go fishing and try and catch a great white shark. Who knows, yeah?
That, I was going to say, where's the Chris Pimlott we know and love when you start hitting me with stats? But you've gone right back to type there with
it. Oh, yeah, of course you have. Yeah. I didn't want the listener to think he's lost the plot.
No.
You know what I mean? Is he really getting into this racing? Not at all. Behave.
It wouldn't have anything to do with having a son called Max either, would it? Going for the Max We Can.
Well, exactly. The Max We Can. He's by Maximus, this horse. But Max is a pal of Dougie's, so there could be a little bit more to that than we know, you know.
So there you go, keep a look.
Live the dream.
Keep an eye out for the Max We Can. 20-1 at the moment, and 6 places on offer with us here at William Hill in the Cesarewitch on Saturday. Let's turn our attention to matters a little closer to hand. We've got some really good racing to look forward to this Friday. Wouldn't look out of place on a Saturday, a lot of this. And we're going to start with a bit of a look at the big jumps race of the day, the 210 at Chepstow. 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs in front of them for the Persian War Novices Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest. And Fiddler on the Roof is the 9-2 favourite at the time of recording this. Trevelin's Corn rather is 5-1, 6-1 for Harambe, it's 6-1 as well for Time Hill. Champagne Well is 13-2, 7-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. And great to see some of these back out, Pimmy. Some of them looked pretty talented last year. We've had horses running in the Champion Bumper and so on and so forth, little bits of hurdles form in there as well, and some exciting prospects for the upcoming season.
Oh yeah, smashing, a really good race. There's something to really get the taste buds going for the jump season. And I'm surprised Fiddler on the Hoof's favourite, to be perfectly honest. He came good last time out at Navan when he beat the Big Getaway by 1.25 lengths. The Big Getaway's no slouch in himself, so he certainly proved he's got a good level of ability there, Fiddler on the Hoof, having his run for Colin Tizard for the first time. So all to look forward to with that fella. Of the others, Equiquier, the Tristan Davis runner.
Echiquier, maybe.
A little bit more French.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Yeah.
Anyway, he came good at Hexham last time out. I didn't think it was a particularly great race, but he can only do what he did. And Tristan Davis has a really good strike rate during the month of October, so you won't leave him out the equation, that is for sure. And the other two that I like the look of was Ruthless Article for Rebecca Curtis. She's had a winner already today, this afternoon, with a horse that's had quite a long layoff, so her horses seem to be bouncing back to form. And this fellow was a nice winner at Newton Abbott last time we saw him, raced off a mark of 126 on that occasion, so he certainly comes into the equation tomorrow afternoon. And the other one I thought was a player was Someday Soon from the Jamie Snowden yard. That's right, he's been in great form, this fella, and again I think there's an awful lot more to come from him. He beat Ruthless Article last time they met, and I feel there's a lot more to come from him. So from a good yard as well, Gavin Sheehan takes the mount as he has done for the last four occasions. And I think he's got a big, big chance tomorrow, someday, soon. And what price have we got him at now? About 11 to 1.
Mm.
I think there's value to be had there. All the way to the bank with a bit of value.
Okay.
Same day soon.
Been in fine form over the summer months, and he's obviously got a little bit more race fitness on his side compared to some of those winter animals coming back out. I mean, I quite liked the look of a few of these. You look at Harambe, who ran in that championship final handicap hurdle at Sandown back in April. He's got good form from last season. Trevelyan's Corn could be anything. They thought that they'd run him in the Sefton, where he finished a long way behind Champ.
Yeah, but
they obviously thought a bit of him.
Yeah, and hardly tried. Bit different ground as well, I should imagine, tomorrow.
Yeah, and Champagne Well ran in that same race, finished sixth, was beaten 20 lengths. But again, they've gone to the Grade One contests with them last year, so they obviously show quite a bit at home. So, you know, there's any amount of potential in this race, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is what's going to bring the potential to the table after they've had a bit of a summer break.
Yeah. Pimmy going with Some Day Soon then in that good race at Chepstow, the 210, the Persian War Novices Hurdle. And turning our attention back to the flat, because day one of the Future Champions Festival, everything's a festival now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
At Newmarket. Exactly. Yeah, the feature race there is the 335, which is the Fillies Mile, Group 1 contest for the fillies over a mile, of course. It's the two-year-olds in action, and the favourite for the 1,000 guineas, Quadrilateral, is the favourite for this race at 2-1. 11-4 for Kay and Pepper. Love is 7-2. It's 13-2 for Powerful Breeze. Boomer is 14s and 20s or bigger for the rest. Starting with Quadrilateral, Pim, we've only seen her twice, and she's been pretty emphatic in what we've seen so far. That 9-length win at Newbury, she destroyed the field there. Can she live up to a reputation, if you like, or stamp it against better animals today?
Well, the thing is, she can do no more than what she did at Newbury on both occasions. She was green on debut.
Yeah.
Next time out, she just annihilated them. This is going to be much harder, but she needs to step up in grade. She more than likely needs to learn a little bit more as well. So I would imagine this will be her last run before they put her into winter quarters, with the view of going to the Guineas next May. So, yeah, she's interesting. She's a daughter of Frankel. And she's in good hands in the shape of Roger Charlton, and she's definitely going to be a major player tomorrow. But as the market suggests, this is just not a cakewalk for her.
No.
You've got Cheyenne Pepper, who, again, is unbeaten, and certainly comes into the race with a big, big chance. And she made all in a Group 3 at the Curragh 6 weeks ago. She's in good hands, that in the shape of Jessie Harrington, and the daughter of Australia certainly, again, comes into the equation. But Love is for me. The daughter of Galileo. She came really good in the Moyglare at the Curragh last time out. She's in the very capable hands of, obviously, Aidan O'Brien. And I think there could be a little bit more to come from her. As far as I'm aware, tomorrow there's a strong crosswind at Newmarket, so that just might help some of the ones coming from off the pace. And just bear that in mind if you're thinking about backing a front runner.
Yeah.
Because it's strong, and it's going to be 35 to 40 mile an hour, so fairly strong winds.
Yeah.
So just put that in your equation before you do your selections for tomorrow.
And you're with Love?
I'm with Love.
It is a great race, that. The potential in that race as well is just, you know, we've got some real stars of the future potentially.
And there. That's the big thing, that we're looking for what might be.
Yeah.
And not, well, what we see is what we get.
The market priced up on potential there, but if you want the one that's been there and done it, you're right, it is Love. She's got Group 1 form in the book from the Moyglare. She's got experience, much more experience than a lot of these. She's trained by Aidan O'Brien. At 7-2, I think she's, you know,
she's the value.
Yeah, she's the big price in the race.
And the thing is, the boys will, you know, that she's more experienced than Quadrilateral, and they're going to use that against her tomorrow.
Mm. Good race, very good race, that. And the final race we look at isn't too shabby either. The mile and a half Old Rowley Cup. It's a heritage handicap for the three-year-olds. Market headed at the time recording this by First in Line, who's 6-1. 15-2 Battle of Paradise. Deriva is 8-1. 9-1 for Trushan. Sinjari is 10-1. It's 11s for Apparate. Rhythmic Intent is 11s, it's 14s for Babo's Bay, and it's, or Babo's Boy even, 14s for Country as well, 16s or bigger for the rest. At the top end of the market, John Gosden, Frankie Dettori, a horse that has bits and pieces of form, although I thought was a little bit disappointing last time, behind Ranch Hand.
Yeah, we'll see.
another race.
Was a little bit disappointing, that is for sure. But he's in the hands of John Gosden. The market's suggesting that there's an awful lot more to come from this three-year-old. And he did run extremely well in the Melrose at York back in, I think it was August, wasn't it? When that race was run. So, yeah. You know, a little bit more to come from him tomorrow required. But as I say, you would not be surprised if that was the case. But I'm going to ask you some questions now.
Okay.
2019, how many times has William Buick ridden for Alan King?
Oh, it won't be many, will it? 10?
10. 3.
Is it 3?
In 2019, of those 3 rides that Alan King has given to William Buick,
yeah,
how many have won?
Well, given that you mentioned it, I'm going to say 3.
Correct. What prizes?
16s, 14s and 9-1.
Now you're just being silly. 16s, 5s and 3s.
Okay, well, first one was right.
Yeah, so 3 rides this year and he's had 3 winners for him. I think he's only had about 6 rides in the last however many years with him, but these last 3 rides this year have been that. So I'm going to take a chance with Trushan. Now, sometimes you think that record's got to fall, hasn't it? That bubble's got to be burst.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, Trushan, I thought, ran really well in a competitive handicap at Haydock last time out. And I think it was just a little bit too far for him. 16 furlongs. I think, it was 14 furlongs. Drops back to 12 furlongs tomorrow. Certainly may well suit. And again, what I've looked at this race back on my iPond,
yeah,
right, that watching back, a lot of the horses come from off the pace. And a lot of them in the past have been drawn fairly high.
Right.
So he ticks these boxes as well. He comes out of 17.
Yeah.
He'll come from off the pace. And I think he's in cracking form.
I think you're onto something there, Pimmy.
I think so as well. I don't know where I've got it from. Do you?
No, well, it's just a moment of inspiration, I presume.
I don't want to get inspired too often.
The race that he finished second in last time was that race at Haydock behind Ranchand, where first in line finished 10th. First in line is 6-1, whereas Trushan is 9-1.
Exactly, yeah, so we're getting a bit of value.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you're thinking that first in line didn't
run to form,
cope with it at all that day. It was very heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah. What do you make of Battle of Paradise, just as an aside, Pimmy? So Mark Prescott trains. We see him have 3 runners, or runs 3 times in maidens or novice events, and then steps him into handicap company. This one actually got off the mark at the third time of asking and now goes into a very good handicap. Does that suggest he thinks a lot of Battle of Paradise?
Oh, most certainly, yeah. I mean, he's pound out the weight, slight negative, but, you know, he's with a trainer who's a master of this side of game, isn't he? You know, get the 3 runs, get the handicap mark, and then we'll exploit it. The only thing is, with this is a far better race than normally he would target for his ones. You know, he normally goes softly, 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 doesn't he?
Yeah.
Whereas this has won, and now he's playing with the big boys. Whether he's quite good enough to play with the big boys remains to be seen.
Trushan, the pick for Pimmy there, then. Been a pleasure, this, Pimmy, out of all of that. What's your strongest opinion, or what you're most looking forward to seeing, or
I'm looking forward to the whole of the weekend, obviously, because it is great racing up and down the country. I would love Pinatubo to be absolutely impressive, blow us away, and let's be dreaming of a superstar as a 3-year-old next year. And just looking again forward to Chepstow with some competitive national hunt racing. And it would be great if the Max McCann could break the trend for the 3-year-olds.
Good stuff, Pimmy. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Enjoy it this weekend.
Can't wait.
That's the thoughts of Chris Pimlott then on Friday and Saturday's racing. It's a tremendous couple of days at Newmarket and Chepstow, and there's good stuff elsewhere as well with the likes of York and so on and so forth. So do join the guys for that. It's all live on William Hill Racing Radio on Friday from 1:30 p.m. Ross Briley, Paddy Aspell and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.